Random House Audio presents Sports from Hell. My Search for the World's Dumbest Competition by Rick Riley. Read for you by Mike Chamberlain. You can sum up this sport in two words. You never know. Lou Duva, boxing trainer. Introduction. The rules. Sports writing can be about as tough as fur boxers. I've swooned the strawberries and cream at Wimbledon, slurped the mint juleps at the Kentucky Derby, sneezed into the azaleas at the Masters. I've sat on leather pressroom couches in front of glorious big screens from Dubai to Del Mar, while pages of athletes' quotes were hand-delivered to me. I've been courtside at the Final Four and on the field for the Super Bowl, and nearly had Mary Lou Retton land her famous tens at the 1984 Olympics on my foot. I've covered all the sports everybody aches to attend. Do you know how boring that gets? After 31 years of covering crap like that, I wanted to try covering some sports that were completely new, totally obscure, and mind-warpingly dumb. The dumber, the better. I wanted to see if I could search the planet and find the single stupidest idea for sporting competition the world had ever devised. The thrill of victory, the forehead slap of, "Why do you people do this?" My motto was, if your sport is really moronic and witless, I'm the guy to write about it. So, accompanied by my curvy girlfriend, Cynthia Puknosh, a.k.a. TLC, the lovely Cynthia, a former Glendale, California high school teacher, former Miss Teen California, and current research wizard, I set out in January of 2006 to do it. But first, over many, many tequilas, we decided on some ground rules. 1. It had to be an actual sport, meaning it had to be something people actually tried to win, something people cared about, something open to anybody. There are dozens of try-to-fly-off-the-end-of-the-pier contests, bags full of who can come up with the dumbest craft to sail the dry river regattas. Pah! It had to be dumb to everybody but those who played it. In fact, our rule of thumb was, if you would get punched if you told a guy his sport was stupid, it qualified. 2. It couldn't be stupid for the sake of being stupid. For instance, the World Shin-Kicking Championships, which involves two combatants, their hands on each other's shoulders, kicking each other very hard in the shins, seemed to have real stupidity potential. But then we saw this quote from a shin-kicking official who was trying to get shin-kicking into the 2012 Olympics. There's no need for dope tests. If anything, stupidity is encouraged. That nixed it. You can't know your sport is stupid. 3. It couldn't exist mainly as tourist bait. It couldn't scream out, "Yes, this is a dumb sport, and that's why the boys in marketing invented it, so you would come and spend all your euros." The British are just awful about this. Take bog snorkeling, in which one dives into a disgusting muck-filled trench and swims 120 yards with the proviso that one can't pull one's head out of the water. Besides, when one does come out, one finds one still in mid-Wales, so one just keeps swimming. Or cheese rolling, which involves letting a giant double Gloucester cheese wheel roll down a hill, triggering 100 or so drunk 22-year-olds, falling ass over Guinness, in an attempt to be the first one across the line after it. In 2008, 18 of the 50 contestants were injured. You know what I say? Good! 4. We had to actually watch people do it. There have been some wonderfully spackle-brained sports that no longer exist. Take the World Housekeeping Championships, for instance. Held at the Opryland Hotel, it was started in the 1970s by 17 hotels in the Nashville area to promote pride in maid service. The maids fought to the last mint to see who could win titles in blindfolded bedmaking, pillow stuffing, and slalom, which featured two-person teams pushing brooms to steer soaps and other amenities through an obstacle course of wet floor signs. How great is that? All that was missing was the knocking loudest at 6:07 a.m. while ignoring the do-not-disturb sign competition. 5. it couldn't even be slightly famous. For instance, one sport I was dying to cover at first was noodling, which is the art of catching fish with your bare hands, the perfect solution for those fed up with a high cost of poles and worms. This was right up dumb drive. Noodlers have even been known to die doing it. We made plans to shadow a noodler, any noodler, in the big yearly noodling tournament in Oklahoma. The first guy we asked, a plumber, told TLC, "Nah, I'm hooked up with Discovery Channel this year." Then we tried a randomly toothed boat mechanic. "Sure," he said. "Hope you don't mind a crew from National Geographic along." The last guy, I think he was a professional drifter, spat out, "Sorry, I got a guy from Time." We decided to wait for the musical. 6. I didn't want to die covering it. This eliminated buzkashi, which is exactly like polo, except instead of a small wooden ball, you use the bloody corpse of a recently beheaded calf. Fun at parties. It's the national sport of Afghanistan. Teams of men on horseback using ropes try to drag a calf carcass, into which sand has been pounded, back to the winning circle, while hundreds of other horsemen try to keep him from doing it, often with whips, for days at a time. Magnificently dumb. But I just couldn't see my kids having to tell people, "Dad died in Kabul when 3 buzkashists mistook him for a headless goat." 7. I couldn't have already covered it. For instance, lawnmower racing, which remains the only motorsport in the world where you can watch the pack go by, go get a bratwurst and a Pabst, and be back in time for the next pass. I liked it, though if only for the names they give their rigs. Sodzilla, the Lawn Ranger, and the Yankee Clipper. And I'd already investigated blimp racing, although there was only one blimp in the sky at the time, and that was the one I was driving, the Goodyear blimp. If you ever want to do it, don't. They redline at 15 miles per hour, and there is no bathroom. Which is why, if you happen to be at the Indianapolis Colts-Baltimore Ravens exhibition game a few years back, I'd like to apologize. Those were not summer showers. 8. It had to at least resemble a sport. This left out extreme ironing, which I did on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange anyway, just for the photo, the air guitar championships, and shotgun golf, in which one advances a golf ball by means of a shotgun blast. That turned out to be entirely made up and passed off as real by the late Hunter S. Thompson. Hate to be a caddy for it. Anyway, off we went. It would take us 3.5 years, 8 countries, and about 373 Red Roof Inns before our quest was complete. We found 13 sports that we believe can outstupid anything a committee of Dennis Rodman, John Daly, and Courtney Love could come up with. The things I did, the interviews I conducted, and the sentences I found myself writing actually reduced my IQ. So much so that after I finally turned the manuscript in, all I could think to say was, "How about them cowboys?" Chapter 1. World Sauna Championships. Okay, kids. Today's activity is to go down to your local Pizza Hut, have them set the oven for 261 degrees, and insert your entire body into it. The tips of your ears start to ignite. The backs of your arms scream. Your throat feels like somebody stuck a tiki torch down it. Your lips are bitten by large, unseen raccoons. You vow to move to Alaska, and you haven't even hit 30 seconds. Now do it for 10 minutes or more, and you have an idea of what it's like to compete in quite possibly the world's dumbest sport, the World Sauna Championships. I know. I entered. These are the 9th annual World Sauna Championships in Heinola, Finland, a Heidi-esque little lake-riddled town 140 kilometers north of Helsinki. I've covered a lot of thrilling athletic endeavors, but never men sitting in small rooms and sweating. What other championships does the world have? Napping? Barca lounging? Standing in front of the fridge? Announcer. And now Strudler leans in for the leftover tuna. Nope, no, he switches to the fudge. As we drove up, my mind reeled at what kind of things competitors in the World Sauna Championship say to sports writers afterward in the locker room. It just got hot. What can I say?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?